This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. Hello, thank you. Every day, that's the way I like to start my day, work my day. Thinking through the course of the day, try to send some of those thoughts and what I'm thinking and Jay's thinking across to you each day with our exchange and our opportunity to be together on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with the meaningful aspect of the day, the thinking about awards. Remember last year when you ladies won the award and we went to Los Angeles and celebrated
Yes.
with a trophy? I have a trophy. That trophy is downstairs on my counter. As you come in my front door, I have a big chest, and I have all the things that mean a lot to me there. So if you come in and you look at this, you'll know what my life is about. My children, the farm, this award, they're all there. And people ask me, what's that? Because it's kind of an interesting-looking thing. But then I realize that that day was a very special day. But then tomorrow we start all over again. The next day, seeking that same goal or some other goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
The trophy is good for, like, when the iHeart Music Awards were held on Monday night and whatever other, the Oscars and the SAG Awards and whatever others, the Grammys. They're good for that moment, but then the challenge is, can we do the same thing or better next year or tomorrow or next week or next month? And if you let that make you happy and define your life for a long time, it's probably going to mean that you're missing something. It's great to have it define the day, or maybe a day or two or three or four or whatever it is, but then the effect wears off. And then you pursue other things in anticipation perhaps of another award. It's like giving a dog a treat. When I put Daisy outside for a pee or a poop, she comes back in and she sits by the little jar that I have her treats in. Because she knows I'm going to give her a treat.
She's trained. She knows.
Yeah, right, exactly. But she does it each time and expects something each time, and she's rewarded each time. And that's because she does something different. It's not the same pee, and it's not the same poop. It's a different pee and poop, right? So it's new.
I'm sure it feels just as good as the
one
before.
I would imagine it probably does. But anyway, that's I guess I wonder. I start each hour, if I can, with a question. My question for you right now is, what quest are you on at this moment? Are you on today? And so, in moving forward, what are you aiming to do that's different and better than what yesterday was all about? I don't know that I consider this to be better. The folks at Disney are wrestling with how to take care of all these layoffs. This is one of, in my mind, even though they brought Bob Iger back to run Disney, the guy that he had handpicked to replace him made a mess of everything at Disney. And so they're, in fact, going to have to lay off 7,000 people. And that's because they overhired and they overdid with this other guy that was there. So they have to get rid of all these people. But, you know, the culture of Disney is one of the things that I have the biggest problem. I'm not a fan of Disney. You can tell that by listening to me. Do I not watch? I grew up on Disney. I grew up watching Walt Disney on television.
Yeah. I was going to say, wasn't it Disney on? Because this was before there was a Disney Channel. It was Disney on ABC.
Right, ABC and NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Both. No, no, they were on Sunday night. Primetime Sunday night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, so it's very interesting to see how the mighty, they are still mighty, but they also have kind of fallen, in a manner of speaking. It's not what, it's not, I don't know, maybe I should just leave it at that.
Well, I think in today's world, there's also a level of technology that might be able to take over a lot of people's jobs, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we can put together here as far as the toll that gun violence is taking on our country. There's this whole business about mental health. And there's a, interestingly, because of after the shooting. This is sort of a coincidence. Here's the story of a woman who says that she checks, she goes into schools, she goes into events, she goes into church, and she checks exits. What kind of a way is that to live your life?
Is that her job, or is this just whenever
no,
she's
going
to
she
a location?
Thinks. No, that's how she thinks. She thinks about it, and so therefore it becomes a thing. If she's trying to make sure her family is okay whenever she goes to mm-hmm. some kind of a venue, even if it's outside. She makes reference to the shooting. Remember that happened in Las Vegas a couple of years ago?
Yes,
that
yeah.
concert outside?
Oh, devastating.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, and it's one of those things that we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to live that way, but at the same time shouldn't have to, and not a bad idea to just be prepared.
Yeah.
Aren't mutually exclusive.
No. The United States and Japan have reached a trade deal over minerals that are needed to make electric car batteries, replacing the minerals that are needed that have come from China. So, that a good step? I still am looking askance at electric cars, but I'm happy to see if we're going to do it. They were getting some of the, if not most of the minerals from someplace other than China. Meanwhile, it was announced yesterday that China has signed deals to provide loans to debt-ridden countries, something that we used to do, but because we don't have the money anymore, China has all of our money, and so they're loaning big amounts to Argentina, Turkey, and Sri Lanka. They are trying to replace the International Monetary Fund, which is responsible for many of the values, if you will, of Western currency. So this is them just trying to, you know, do their thing with our money. They got our money over the last 40 years because we were dumb enough and greedy enough to give them all of our money. So now, anyway, and much of this stuff, you know, all these dollar stores I was driving through over the weekend, a town in western Massachusetts, they have signs everywhere. We don't need another dollar store. There is a, this is a fairly small store, a fairly small town, and they have $3, they have a dollar. How many different dollar stores are they? There's the 99
there's the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Dollar General. Dollar, whatever
it used to be something called the 99 cent store. I don't know if that's even still around.
Yeah, they're still those. Anyway, so the Dollar General people apparently are severe violators of workplace safety standards. And so the U.S. Labor Department is looking into them and the other dollar stores. I would look into them not for that reason necessarily, but I did go into one of them. There's one in the next town over, there aren't any in my town, but they're in the next town over, there's one, and I went into it, and I walked around just to see what was in there. Clothing, utensils, everything made in China. Everything. 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 So, and here's another one. Why we aren't doing this stuff, I went to, we're on the development that I'm working on, we had to get one of those lifts that you use to get up to tall things and ceilings and trees and stuff. So I rented one, and it was a brand new machine, and they put it on the back of my truck, and I brought it back to the farm. I was trying to figure, the guy who put it on my truck said, it's very intuitive, you'll figure it out, it'll be easy to run. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm pretty mechanical, I know how to make things run. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to find, there's a kill switch someplace that I can't find. And so there's a book that came with the machine. So I get the book, the guys are reading it, and I look at it, and damned if it doesn't say on the first page, made in China. And if I'd have known that, I probably wouldn't have rented it. But this is a rather well-engineered, wasn't engineered in China, it was engineered by our guys at a company in America, but they had it made in China. This is the problem. And just to save a buck or two or three or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it's still, with all of the focus on TikTok and the other things, we are at the precipice of losing it all. And I don't say that to be overly dramatic, We just aren't. And we're so busy listening to this garbage from these people like Trump and DeSantis and Biden. And what they have no leadership. They really don't. They have no leadership ability. They aren't leading us. They're letting us do the things that we do because it's probably good for them. Not good for us. There's nothing about doing business with China, even if it's cheaper and you buy things cheaper. There's nothing. I go out on a limb, but it isn't a long limb. I don't think there's anything that in terms of what we have looking to eternity, if you will, that comes out of this relationship with China. You hear me talk about Chinese medicine all the time because the old ancient Chinese traditions are fabulous. That's not about today. Back in the day when, you know, there was interesting religion was going on there.
And it's more so against what's going on within their government and how it is a danger worldwide, really.
Yeah, right. Make sure that you be careful about buying these Crocs. Do you have any Crocs? They're
the
ugly.
Shoes?
Yeah.
No.
They're very comfortable. They're like slippers in a sense. But apparently they're not good for your feet. So it's like if you have like chicken feet.
I don't think any kind of sandals or flip-flop or anything where your foot has to basically grip onto the shoe with each step you take because it's not super on, you know what I mean? And I think Crocs have that one back. There's like a back strap that you can either push down and make them slides, or you can pull it up so it does stay on your feet. But a lot of people don't utilize that back strap.
All right, can we have a big boo for the Houston Astros, those cheating SOBs? The season starts this week. Red Sox open up on Friday. It's going to be like 40 degrees at Fenway Park. That ought to be a lot of fun. The Major League Baseball season actually opens on Thursday with the Astros. I forget who they're playing, but there are a lot of people who are looking at the Astros as another winning team for this year. They occupy the top spot so far in all the power rankings and all that betting that's now going on, the sports betting. So I still say boo to them. 18 after the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. Some of the things that people are talking about. I see this on the minds of a lot of people. The Twitter source code, the fundamental computer code on which the social network Twitter runs. Many of the parts were leaked online. So what does this do to people's privacy when it comes to Twitter? Should people be concerned about this? Twitter
should be concerned that somebody could go and rewrite like their algorithm or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Why would somebody do that, Jay?
Hold it hostage.
What's the really?
That's a good question. I always wondered why people who have this level of intelligence with computer language, why not use it for good?
Yeah. Right.
These are high-paying jobs. The
yeah.
kind of skill set these people have, they could get high-paying jobs.
Yeah. Really pretty amazing. I don't get it myself, but anyway. Okay, so we have some posts on Doug Steffen, facebook.com/good day, right? It's Good Day Radio Show.
Facebook,
yeah, right, and then on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. So you posted picture of the things sort of getting started at the farm over the weekend. You see me on the tractor pulling the ice cream bus. Those of you who remember have gone around and go to my website for the farm, which is EastleyFarm.com, EastleIgh, EastleyFarm.com. So we're bringing the Moo bus. I store it away, and so it's kind of cool. We all had big smiles on our face when we brought this back into its place on Sunday. So people were commenting. Melody said that she and her son went to a Maple Weekend event on the way home coming through Batavia, New York. There's a place that had a big maple syrup thing in Belchertown, Mass. This past weekend, because it's time for maple syrup to be produced and people to buy it and stuff. So you'll see a lot of those celebrations around as the sap has finished running and most of it's been boiled off, if you will. So let's see here. Jeff says, travel to Nashville to participate in a charity event to benefit cancer research. The highlight, beside raising $30,000, was a wonderful show by the Outlaws. So why did
that
person...
That's great.
This is just people telling us what they've done.
Well, that was the question, yeah. Showing what you brought back and then asking, what did you get into this weekend?
What did you do this weekend? Yeah. So traveling to Nashville, look at all the people that go to Nashville, where unfortunately that sad thing took place yesterday, or when was it, Monday. But then there are other reasons. Nashville's kind of a, would you say, you lived there for a number of years, a party city, would you say Nashville's a
party
city?
Yeah, it's definitely a travel destination. It's a transient place, it's a travel destination. It has taken over Vegas in terms of bachelor and bachelorette capital of the world. A lot of people like to go. There's live music everywhere. There's so much to do. It's a place where you can come for an adults-only trip. You can come for a family vacation. It really is a great place to be.
There's somebody, when you ask what they get into this weekend, this lady, Ms. Greer, says she escaped a storm only to learn that her town got leveled, or an entire town, not her town, from a tornado. Right.
Yeah, yep. Those tornadoes that happened over
that
the
this
weekend.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right,
that's
so anyway.
Safe.
Everybody is safe and sound. So that was one of the things that you posted. How many different things on average do you post a day? Sometimes I get a chance to look at the stuff, and sometimes I don't.
Try to do about 3 different posts a day. The Facebook algorithm doesn't like it. If you post too often, then they'll hide a lot of posts. They don't like a lot of links, which is unfortunate, because whenever we are discussing different stories, we want people to see the source of the story, and Facebook is very against, hey, don't drive traffic away from our platform.
Yeah. We had some interesting comments to Monday and getting the week started as well. So thanks for your comments. We appreciate it. We'll get to them as we can here when we have time. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff, skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Everyone can agree the U.S.-Mexico border is broken, with an unknown number of immigrants entering the United States illegally. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Although lawmakers grilled Mayorkas on a record number of drugs now getting into America under his watch and losing operational control to the drug cartels, Mayorkas believes he is doing a great job.
I have unflinching confidence in the integrity of my conduct.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee addressed Tennesseans in a video last night after a shooting at Covenant School in Nashville the day before. Among the victims, 61-year-old substitute teacher Cynthia Peek, who was a close friend of his wife, Maria.
Cindy and Maria and Catherine Kuntz were all teachers at the same school and have been family friends for decades.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day. Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. The hour now on the Good Day program. So with regard to calling, if you want to call, that's great. If it makes you feel better to get something off your chest, here we are. It's a public service. But if you want to get on the air and say something that has something to do with what we're talking about, excuse me, I'm listening to some of these calls and talking to James about who's calling 855-999-DOUG, and some of the stuff is nonsense. But if it helps you to feel better, great. But don't expect to get on the air with something that's nonsensical. Does that make sense?
What are some of the items? Oh, it totally makes sense. But what are some of the items that people are calling?
James, you were going through a few of these things, and I just said, okay, maybe we'll can. I think I used another expression.
Yeah. I can see if I can get them back.
I don't want them on the air.
Oh, okay.
After you told me about a couple of them, I just seemed, what are they? Well, there was one that had to do actually with what we were talking about last week. But that was last week.
Right.
Not this week.
Oh, maybe somebody listening to catching up on some podcasts.
Now, that could have been. What were the two of them?
There was one guy that was talking about switching Celsius to Fahrenheit and like a method to do that.
Right. We had done that. We did talk about that
right.
last week.
And then the other guy was kind of confused. I think he had the wrong number. He was like trying to flip a house or something.
That's amazing.
Call Doug and flip a house.
There you go.
855-999-3684. We're here at your service and on your side. There is something to being. This is such a perfect way for me to exist and to share my life with so many people. I feel so lucky every day, blessed, in fact, chosen. Maybe there's a gift here, you remember the expression "favored nation" clause? Did you learn about that in social studies when you were in school? Who were our friends in the favored nation clause?
Oh, okay, yes. I didn't recognize that first, but yes, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who do we have that are in the favored listener clause or department? We have lots of them, the people that share with us on social media. And it doesn't have to just be about what we're talking about in the air. It could be something about you. I went off on a tangent talking about animals. I think that PETA people are after farmers who have goats that let them
be animal rights
used.
Activists who say goat
damn
smuggling.
Damn those people.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just, it's outrageous.
Ask the goats. Ask them if they want the smuggles or not, because I think they do like it. The baby goats?
Yeah, they make a strange noise, too, actually. All right, so that takes care of the comings and goings of the goats. And so here we go into some people in the news. Ray Liotta's Facebook has been hacked. Why? Guy's dead. There are a lot of these celebrity death hoaxes that have made. Is that what the problem is here?
There's a lot of times where somebody says a celebrity is dead when they are not in fact dead, but this one with the death hoax are like news and linking fake stories.
Yeah. But what you said something that was very pertinent a little bit ago when we were talking about the Twitter hack. Why do these people who are so good at doing this, what do they get out of screwing around with somebody like Ray Liotta's Facebook page?
A lot of times it's ransom. They
but he's dead. What are they going to get out of the guy?
Well, but the people who run his page, the page still exists, and people in his family or his team still run it, and a lot of times his estate still exists. Yeah. So a lot of times it's ransom stuff.
Nathan Lane talking about Robin Williams in an interview. I thought this was pretty interesting, actually. Robin Williams protected Nathan Lane from being forced out.
Yeah,
on an
before
Oprah
he was ready.
Show. Yeah.
This is such a great story. So many people have talked about Robin Williams and how he has just been so generous and loving and sweet, and he was just so incredibly talented. And Nathan Lane recalls how Oprah wasn't trying to be vindictive or anything. She wasn't trying to out him or get a big scoop or a big story, but she was asking him if he was worried about being typecast. This is when they were on their press tour for The Birdcage. Mm-hmm. And while Robin Williams jumped in and kind of interjected to get her to change focus, it didn't work. She did come back, but at least bought Nathan Lane time to come up with some kind of response that he didn't feel like he was about to be outed.
You know, when it comes to things like that, what's in it for you? Why do you think it's kind of like critical race theory? Why is that important? Why do I need to know, or why do you need to know, or why does it become necessary? In California, there's this whole critical race theory that's being taught, and it's creating a hubbub in areas where parents don't want it taught. So who decides? Why shouldn't parents be the ones to decide what the basic construct of their children's education? They're paying the bill. They're the taxpayers. So supposedly, you know, you get people on the school committee, the school board. They're supposed to represent the people in the community. But I don't know anybody in my circle, maybe I'm in a strange circle, who either understands or thinks that this focus on critical race theory is as important as, I mean, I guess I get why some people think it's important, but it's so divisive the way it's being handled. Maybe that's what I'm concerned about. Maybe it isn't the teaching of it, but it's the way. It's like, this is it. Buy it or not. And so people aren't buying it. And, you know, you were talking about this, the woman who shot up the school in Nashville. Excuse me. Apparently, she was transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Had been a man.
She's male. She uses male and male pronouns. Her sex at birth is female. Her gender identity is male.
Okay, so who shot up the school, a woman or a man?
Well, depends if you're looking at sex or gender. Mm-hmm. They're saying female.
In my mind, sex and gender are the same thing.
Sex is what is at birth. That's your organs. And gender
is how
you identify.
This? Where did these definitions come from? I'm not challenging you. I just want to know where they came from. Who came up with these definitions? Who's in charge of definitions for stuff like this?
Who is it?
Nobody asked me. They ask you?
They asked me what my sex is?
No.
Or gender?
What the definitions for gender or definitions for sex?
Well, gender is more of a societal construct, where sex is your biological attributes at birth, and there are some people who are born with both male and female parts.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen those pictures. It's kind of weird. This all, by the way, comes out of a meeting the Temecula Valley School District had a big fight because the school board passed a resolution to ban critical race theory. Now, that's because it hasn't been handled well. And so this was supposed to be a workshop for the community, and then a white woman shows up and told a black male speaker to go back to his country, which is stupid, ignorant, and dumb. He expressed his disappointment with the passage of the resolution banning CRT. That'd be something that Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, somebody like that, which doesn't fix the problem. But I don't know my question is, what's the problem?
Well, it seems like a lot of people think that it's assigning a generational guilt on policies from the past, and to learn
what
history
policies
doesn't assign.
What would be an example of that, though, Jay?
Slavery.
I don't. What would be slavery? Okay, slavery wasn't gendered. Slavery, both men and women were slaves, right?
Well, so critical race theory is more about race, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So. Yeah, I've seen it be applied
to
both race and sexuality.
People shouldn't necessarily feel guilt. You weren't a part of it, but it doesn't say that you're not allowed to be empathetic to a situation and learn from the past.
I don't know how to learn this. I was looking at something. John Stewart is somebody I respect greatly, and Howard Stern, God love him, started a campaign last week to get John Stewart to run for president, and he wasn't kidding. He thinks John Stewart should run for president, and you know what? It's not a bad idea. John Stewart's very smart. He's got a sense of responsibility to his person, and so he says that he thinks those who are campaigning against critical race theory don't mean it. They think it's an appeal to emotion. Is it an appeal to emotion? When you get right down to it, it is very emotional. It's part of the cancel culture stuff. If you don't believe what they're teaching you, then you're to be canceled because our way of thinking is the only way to think. which isn't true, right? But these things become so, they become so, what's the word I'm looking for? Divisive isn't really the word, but that's close enough. Because there are a lot of deep-rooted problems that our nation faces because of the lack of acceptance of other people, whether it's their gender or whether it's their race or sex.
How they
what
dress,
do you care?
How they identify. Exactly.
Right. I see, that's not teaching, that's just teaching common sense. They're not, what are you worried about? What do you think is going to happen if you shake the hand of somebody who's black if you're white? Or if you're around them? Why, if you go sit on a toilet where a black man has sat before you, you think something's going to happen? That was the whole theory behind keeping white toilets and black toilets together, because they didn't want to sit on a seat where a black man has sat. Well,
some people feel that way about when it comes to ableism. Some people don't want to go to the bathroom somewhere that might be equipped for handicap.
Mm. Excuse me, on the lighter side of it.
Small minds.
John Stewart, in the interview where I'm reading this interview that he was involved in talking about diversity and stuff, he said the Senate is like an assisted living facility. Excuse me, I thought that was pretty funny. You don't think that's funny? I think that's funny. You don't think it's funny?
I said oof.
Oof. Yeah, well, it is funny. It is. You know, and is yeah. I'm leaving it.
It's not funny.
It's no right. I'm letting it speak for itself. Okay. 48 after this is good day. Good day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen now with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us from the land of the snow. 700 inches of snow, Jack will tell you. It's snowing, and it will keep snowing. It'll be snowing in July up in the mountains there, and you can go skiing in your skivvies if you want. Probably July 4th, right?
That's not far off.
Slosh down.
Almost all the resorts are extending almost a month of the ski season.
Right. Yep. All right, also, Jack, with his podcast on Good Day Health, the focus of the most recent one, what makes you healthy and what makes you sick? Jack does a program that's on under our Good Day auspices every week, and we sort of tail it off with our conversations at the end of the hour. He is a nutritionist. He's a Nurka chiropractor. He didn't go to medical school to learn how to figure out what goes on in your gut. But he does happily explain the virtues of making sure your gut is healthy so that the rest of your body is going to be that way as well. So catch all the episodes, the podcasts of Jack Good Day Health. All of them are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. This is World Autism Acceptance Week. You have some very interesting theories and themes when it comes to why we have such a problem of autism, and I thought perhaps this would give you a good opportunity, as it is the first World Autism Acceptance Week or Awareness Week. And I think that there are so many things that people don't understand about autism, where it starts, and the answer to the question, why is there so much more of it than there was 100 years ago? So you have theories. Explain.
Well, I do, but a lot of my theories are based on, well, they're not so much theories anymore. It's more and more information that's coming out. It's simply environmental poisoning. And what I mean by that is the number of environmental poisons in the sense of food, water, and air that mothers are subjected to while they are pregnant. And, of course, everything, I mean, almost everything that goes into mama, whether she breathes it, drinks it, goes through her skin, through lotions, whatever else, is going to end up across the placental barrier going into the baby. And some of the environmental poisons that have been recognized now number in the tens of thousands that were not there as little as 50, 60 years ago.
Yep.
20 years ago, the rate of autism was about 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Utah, for boys, it's 1 in 35.
Good.
So what's different? You know, what's different? Are we eating the same food? No, we're not eating the same food. We're not breathing the same air, and we're not drinking the same water because of the things that are involved with commercial farming and commercial animal raising for meat, the hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fat-soluble kinds of chemicals that are involved in modernizing the world are getting into the food. And it gets into the food, it gets into mom, it gets across the placental barrier, it gets into the baby. A few years ago, they wanted to blame vaccines, 100% for the reason. And they would use examples like the Amish people who don't vaccine, and they have an extremely low autism rate. But they also eat from the earth, and they don't buy anything, hardly anything at all outside of their own community.
They're self-sufficient in almost every way.
Exactly. And so they're not poisoned like a lot of other people are. Now, I will point a finger at vaccines because the areas that are heavily vaccinated have higher rates of autism. But it's not the only reason. Some of these skin lotions that are available, the makeup that women will wear, hair care products,
the dyes that are in
house, precisely the stuff that we use to clean our homes now, and when you go into a grocery store, and I know the local one here, Harmon's, they have sections of much cleaner chemicals now. They have various brands that do not have the kinds of chemical residue. Not necessarily the forever chemicals that are, the industrial waste stuff,
PFAS,
but a lot of the stuff that they have recognized as being detrimental to human health. There's even a report, I saw this maybe a few months ago, a woman who takes acetaminophen during pregnancy, and she may just be taking it for headaches or something, is likely to have a greater chance of an autistic child.
Good God.
So it's not a virus, it's not something, from, other causes. It's simply a woman, when she decides she wants to become pregnant or ends up pregnant, has got to be so careful what goes into her body.
Well, there's so much stuff to... The danger zone is so broad now. I mean, even drinking too much alcohol will
precisely
do that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
All right, word to the wise during Autism Week from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.